Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So there are two sins that kill hope: despair and presumption. Presumption means thinking of heaven as automatic. Now, an incredible number of Christians have somehow deluded themselves into thinking that they and everyone they care about are somehow guaranteed to get into heaven. We see this a lot at funerals. Instead of praying for the soul of the deceased and helping them through purgatory by our prayer, we just assume they're in heaven right now. And we get the idea that God just gives everybody a pass for all the selfishness, all the neglect, the wasted life, and the vices they showed. And we do this because we really want our loved ones in heaven, but also we do this maybe, just maybe, because it makes us feel a little more secure about our own prospects. But this kind of attitude, this attitude of presumption, is of course an attitude which makes the virtue of hope irrelevant. I mean, why bother striving for something that's already in the bag? But remember this: heaven is a relationship, and no relationship is automatic. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now imagine you met a married couple, and they said, "Oh, we have a very strong marriage. It's built on the solid foundation of convenience and routine." You'd certainly worry about that couple, because we all know that convenience and routine, well, those are relationship killers. But how many Christians basically see their religion as just a matter of convenience and routine? And why would we have any confidence that their relationship with God is going to be strong enough to last forever when it's built on that? People whose marriage is based on convenience and routine tend to wake up one day and say, "You know what? I don't like you. I'm leaving. I'm done with you. And the people who treat God as a matter of convenience and routine may well wake up from the sleep of death and say to God, you know what? I don't like you. I'm leaving. I'm done with you. And that's how their presumption can lead to hell. But wait, how could a person see God and reject him? Well, if we've built a lifelong habit of neglecting God, then it becomes second nature. And that nature will kick in when we die. It will be our nature to neglect him after death as we did in life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, St. Thomas Aquinas says that the first cause of presumption is an overestimation of our own goodness. You know, we tend to think of ourselves as pretty good. I mean, not bad, probably better than most. But if we actually stop and really think about it, when was the last time that I really did something that wasn't from selfish motives? I mean, even when I do good, often it's to get something in return, or at least to avoid some negative consequence if I don't. Let alone when I think of the crazy evil thoughts that fill my mind. I mean, thank God he hasn't given us the ability to read minds. Because if you could read mine, you would think I'm a psychopath. Especially when I'm in the car alone. And when was the last time that I really showed God that I really loved him instead of just treating him as someone who could give me what I needed? I mean, the point is that we're not bad people. We're not purely evil. But even at our best moments, we're tainted with selfishness, let alone at our worst. So we have no plausible case to demand heaven as a reward for our righteousness. So we need to beg Christ to heal us and to make us decent and to make us like him. and we need to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, as St. Paul says, instead of treating it as an entitlement. We need to be active in our hope, not laying back in the damnable arrogance of our complacency. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And St. Thomas says that the second cause of presumption is our overestimation of God's mercy. Now, of course, in one sense, you can't overestimate God's mercy because it's infinite. But that mercy doesn't mean forcing you into heaven against your will. Heaven is a place without vice, without egoism or envy or resentment or self-centered ambition. And if you have those vices, and we all do, and if we're attached to those vices, and we all are, then we just won't fit in heaven. We'd be a square peg in a round hole. And God's mercy doesn't mean forcing people into places they don't want to be. God's mercy means allowing you to go to the place you've made yourself fit for. By overcoming vice and becoming virtuous, by God's grace, God makes us fit for heaven. But by stubbornly persisting in our vices, we make ourselves fit for hell. God is giving us his mercy now to be transformed into someone who is fit for heaven. His mercy is now. Hope means to request and receive God's transformative mercy now. And again, that's just what the virtue of hope is. It's desiring and asking for and cooperating with God's merciful grace now, while we still have time, while we still have the plasticity to be shaped into the mold of heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A relationship that's taken for granted eventually withers and dies. That's why presumption kills hope, because it takes our relationship with God for granted. Three great ways of not taking another person for granted are to thank them, to tell them you're sorry, and to spend time with them because you love them. When you thank someone you love, you're showing that you realize that they are a gift. They're a part of your life that isn't just a right or an entitlement. And when you tell someone you're sorry, you're showing that you value the relationship and you don't want to do anything to jeopardize it. And when you spend time with them, you tell them you love them just for who they are. The Mass is the greatest way to thank God, because it is the infinite act of thanksgiving offered by the Son to the Father that we get to join into. And confession is where we say we're sorry. And in daily prayer, in daily meditation, we just spend time with God just because we love Him, because we think He's worth it. And if we do these things, we won't take God for granted, and we won't kill hope in our soul, and we'll strengthen the relationship, which will be confirmed and perfected in the kingdom of heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I want you to make a vow to me.
Oh, no promises.
I want you to make a promise.
Okay.
That when I die at my funeral, if the priest or somebody else tries to get up and say, you know, Mike Shurislik, he was a good dude.
And I'll stop him right there.
I want you to stop then, and I want you to say, I lived with him. Let me tell you the truth. Because I don't want you to canonize me at my funeral. I want you to pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love the story of when Saint Monica, before she died, she was kind of on her deathbed. And Augustine, I think this is how it goes. If this is urban legend, somebody needs to correct me, but I think this is true. That St. Augustine and his brother were kind of arguing within earshot of her of where she would be buried.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't care where you bury me, just pray for me after I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a big thing we forget to do, and it's, we see it so much in Faustina's diary.
Yes.
People coming back from the dead to plead for this kind of prayer. But it's unfortunate because it's such a simple thing to do. And I know people just want to find solace in it. They're just, they don't want to be too concerned. We really want our loved ones to be safe. But we all have a responsibility for that. And also praying at any point. I was thinking about that during this meditation, that coming a little late to the party doesn't mean you still can't pray for someone. Because, you know, I'm still praying for Alexander Dumas.
Well, I mean, God is outside of time. So mm-hmm. that when we pray now for somebody, we can pray for somebody in the past praying and God can apply it. But, you know, we do forget to pray for people in purgatory. Now, purgatory is kind of the beginning of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not fully there yet. And you can't, when you're in purgatory, you can't help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have to help them.
We got to get on their good side so they can get on the other side, start praying for us. Like spies.
What did you just say? We got to get on their good side so they can get on the other side?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But it's so true. I cut this deal with, I have some good friends from high school who were killed in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I make this deal with them. I'm going to pray for you and get you into heaven, and then you got to turn around and pray for me.
Yeah, big time. Got to help each other up.
Got to help each other up. You're just clever today. You're clever every day. Got to help each other up. I think that's the good line. We got to help each other up. So are you going to promise me? Are you going to make the vow?
I promise you. I'll try to keep everyone from saying too many nice things at your funeral.
Yeah, your job is to be the devil's advocate.
I think my job is to be your advocate, but yes.
Yeah. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.